snackers. Welcome to the English Snacks Binge Session, more than just a morsel of a podcast. I know your time is precious, so I wanted to personally thank you for being here. I admire your dedication to improving your English. Since you're keen to learn, let's get straight into our delicious, informative English snacks. We're going to start with an excerpt of a poem. Not only will death pass through your world, but your splendor too shall pass. The owl of misfortune bringing ruin will perch on your palace too. This is from the 13th century Persian poet Saif Farghani. He was a great advocate of human rights and social justice. In his poem, we can hear hints of what we now say in English as the idiom, "This too shall pass." For every event, whether positive or negative, we can understand that it is not going to be that way forever. We understand that things can and do change. These days, when we hear of a situation that's particularly difficult, it's often reassuring to tell someone, "This too shall pass." Why too? Because the word too here means also. It's the way to acknowledge that just like every other event that has passed, this event will also pass. Why shall and why not will? Shall is a great modal verb and one that gives us a stronger sense of intention. Since it's coming from a translated text, this is also the closest in meaning. If you look up shall, you'll find that it refers to both future tense and a strong assertion. It's the perfect fit for this phrase. Where did this originate? Our poet friend had surely heard of the Sufi folkloric tale of the king who called for the wisest men in his kingdom to gather before him. He said to them, "I want you to craft me a sentence, short enough to be engraved on a ring, that will be true in all times and all situations. When I am joyful, it should humble me, and when I am sorrowful, it should comfort me." The wise men went away to reflect. After some time, they returned and handed the king a ring. On it was inscribed, "This too shall pass." When the king was at his lowest, grieving and defeated, he looked at the ring and found comfort. His suffering was not forever. When he was at the peak of his glory, surrounded by riches and celebrations, he looked at the ring and was reminded, "This too would fade." When can we use this precious phrase? These days, it's not very common to hear "this too shall pass" when talking about good news. It's generally used as a gentle reminder to someone who is going through a hard time. I'd like to share with you a story that touched my heart deeply. I can pinpoint hearing this reassuring phrase when I was a new mother. My baby was just 2 months old and I was still adjusting to my new, sleep-deprived, on-call 24/7, stressful yet beautiful role. I remember getting sick and not being able to do any activities that had quickly become part of our routine. Going for a walk, doing tummy time where the baby is placed on their front to exercise and strengthen their muscles. I couldn't even read him a story. Are you noticing the pressure I put on myself? My child was just 2 months old, and already I had tried to lock in a routine. Anyone who is already a parent knows how ridiculous this ambition is at such a young age. It should be about feeding and resting, not all the extra stuff. Add to this, we had just moved house and it was getting colder as autumn arrived, and my baby became more and more demanding each night. The sounds of his cries jolted me awake, ready to attend to his needs. It caused me a lot of stress, but the daytime hours were worse, long and painful. I was alone for the majority of the time, and I didn't have a great support network. I remember calling a nurse because I was so desperate to get, if not advice, then at the very least, someone to talk to. I called a nurse specializing in infancy and early childhood, and I gushed to tell her everything. "This is a new role for me. It's so hard," I explained. "I feel like I'm letting my baby down. I want desperately to be a good mother. I feel like I'm not good enough." I could feel the tears welling up, about to spill from my eyes. And in that moment, do you know what she said to me? "This too shall pass." I went silent and let myself absorb those precious words. "This too shall pass. It won't always be this way." I had already been through challenges in my baby's short lifetime, giving birth, recovering, moving house. I had already done so much. I was exclusively feeding my son, resting very little, unpacking and settling into a new home, basically running on empty, but expecting the world of myself. Unrealistic much? This too shall pass. This moment, this difficulty, this tiny baby's needs, it will all pass, it will all change. And the nurse was right. It did all change. At the time, it felt like I was a goldfish, just swimming in circles in the same little bowl, doing the same thing day in, day out, just to survive. But as I rested more, as I took the pressure off myself, and as my baby grew, that period did indeed pass, just as every other moment leading up to it had. Pass is a beautiful word, isn't it? It's coming from the Latin word for step or pace. We have many steps in life, some difficult, some easy, but they all make up part of our journey. Sometimes it feels like we're stuck on one step for longer than we'd like. It can feel scary, sad, or like we have no control. But the good news is, it won't last. I can't remember much of the rest of the conversation with the nurse, mostly because I was an emotional, hormonal mess trying to keep a tiny human alive. But I do remember her precious advice after she said, "This too shall pass." She told me, "Just do what you can. You don't have to do it all in one day." And I'd like you to keep this in mind too. Whether it comes to your language learning or whether it's for another area of your life, I really want you to hear this. Do what you can. That's all. You can only do so much. You can only control so much. And like our Persian poet friend hinted, this too shall pass. So do what you can today. Make some priorities, make a list if you have to, and do the things. If you can't get them all done today, do the first one. Just get something done, even if that means putting yourself first. And when it feels like it's all too much, remember, this too shall pass. I'm going to give 4 example sentences of this phrase. Feel free to pause them if you'd like to repeat them. 1. I know you're feeling down now, but remember, this too shall pass. 2. The excitement of the holiday season is over, but this too shall pass. 3. Even though you're facing challenges at work, this too shall pass. 4. It has been pouring rain all day, but this too shall pass. 5. How is this phrase seen around the world? Let's take a deeper dive and see how it's connected in various faiths. Sufi origins. The phrase is most famously attributed to the Persian Sufi tale. As we've heard, a powerful king asks wise men for a phrase that would always be true in both joy and sorrow. They return with, "This too shall pass." This reflects the Sufi emphasis on the impermanence of worldly things, a concept central to mystical Islamic thought. Jewish tradition. The phrase appears in Jewish folklore, sometimes linked to King Solomon. In one version, he seeks a ring that will make a sad man happy and a happy man sad. The inscription reads, "This too shall pass." This ties to the Jewish value of perspective, resilience, and the fleeting nature of both suffering and joy. Islamic perspective. Though not from the Quran, the sentiment aligns with Islamic teachings. Verily, with hardship comes ease. It underscores the belief in divine timing and endurance through trials. Christian reflections. The sentiment mirrors Ecclesiastes, "To everything there is a season." Early Christian writers spoke of detachment and the limited time of earthly life as preparation for eternity. Buddhism. The phrase closely reflects the Buddhist concept of anicca, impermanence, one of the three marks of existence. It encourages non-attachment and mindfulness of the moment, recognizing that pain and pleasure are both transient. Now for some cultural references. "This too shall pass" was quoted by US President Abraham Lincoln in an 1859 speech, describing it as a phrase that is true and appropriate in all times and situations. It has been used in films, songs, and motivational literature to offer hope during times of struggle. There are several song titles from the last decade which include this phrase. In therapy and psychological use, therapists use the phrase to help patients reframe distress, recognizing the temporary nature of emotional states. In cognitive behavioral therapy, it helps disrupt catastrophic thinking and fosters emotional regulation. In modern philosophy, it's used in mindfulness and resilience training as a grounding mantra. In everyday life, the following areas often require this phrase. In times of grief, reminding someone that pain can soften with time. In times of success, a reminder not to become arrogant, as good fortune can fade. In times of change, a mantra during transitions like divorce, job loss, or illness. In parenting, used by parents to cope with difficult stages in a child's development. Well done. You showed up today and finished this episode. I'm proud of you for listening. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack binge session. And remember, whatever it is you're going through right now, whether it's good or bad, you're still here with me today. You were meant to hear this message. This too shall pass.